Tears for Fears have announced a major North American tour for 2023. The duo, who consist of Kurt Smith and Roland Orzabal, will begin this tour in Atlantic City on June 23, concluding in Los Angeles on August 2. Running for 22 dates, each show will be opened by Cold War Kids. Titled The Tipping Point Tour Part 2, the tour will support Tears for Fears' latest album, The Tipping Point, their first release since 2004's Everybody Loves a Happy Ending. Announcing The Tipping Point Tour, Part 2. We're thrilled to be getting back on the road again, beginning with the US and Canada this summer with It Cold War Kids. Tickets on sale Friday, April 7th at 10 a.m. local. More information and pre-sale sign up here, https://t.co/ypwmhg4inchipic.twitter.com/noluyofri. Tears for Fears, at Tears for Fears, April 3, 2023. Break the Man. Tears for Fears' new album, Tipping Point, arrived in February, but the band had released a new single, Break the Man, back in January. The track is a tribute to women who are fighting against patriarchy. I feel that a lot of the problems we've been having as a country and even worldwide to a certain degree has come from male dominance, Kurt Smith said of the track. It's a song about a woman who is strong enough to break the man, he added. For me, that would be an answer to a lot of the problems in the world, a better male-female balance, Smith added. 4 years of living through Donald Trump and also the hashtag MeToo movement sparked that song. I'm lucky to be in a family surrounded by strong women, my wife and daughters. Women have this calm wiseness about them that men don't, because we're too busy showing how big our dicks are most of the time. We saw so much of that with Trump in America, the idea of, we are real men, and the trouble it caused. This toxic masculinity spurred wars and the hatred of others. The idea of, I'm stronger and I need people weaker than me and I'm going to show them they're weaker than me. In America, that became everyone hating immigrants and the notion that a woman's place is in the home. It's nonsense, and we could do with a more empathetic leadership, preferably from a woman. That was where that song came from. More on this from Nova here. Tears for Fears also announced the 40th anniversary edition of their album, The Hurting. More on this here.